Are you Rod Perry? Did you run the Iditarod? I was thinking about that today, and I need to get myself some kind of a shirt or a vest that says Rod, so that they see the sign, see the book, and realize, yeah, it's him. I've often humorously described my work out here. It's about 6/10 Iditarod ambassador, about 3/10 de facto extension of the visitor information log cabin, and about 1/10. Oh yeah, I sell a book once in a while. I'm a born entrepreneur. I'll just tell you straight up, I hate working for other people. I do a good job when I do, but my skin crawls. I love to tell stories, and people love to hear the stories. But typically, I want to head people to the books. Hi, folks.
How you doing?
You know about the Iditarod?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I'm one of the few left alive that ran the first Iditarod.
Wow. Cool.
14 of us left. I've written these books about it. This one is about how the race was born. This one is about how the trail was born. I usually start around the 20th to 25th of June and finish about the 25th of August. This year, I wish I'd have started at least 10 days earlier with a dog. That makes all the difference. I never did use the dog until this year. And I could see that the dog, the addition of a big, beautiful Malamute, doubled what I call my attention attraction zone. There's no amount of signage that I've ever had that was worth a tenth of as much as having that dog here. Who can keep from having their souls stolen by those great sled dogs of the north? You know, people are just in love with dogs. And so here's man's best friend. And you have the romance and the history of the old trail. I'm just a hopeless romantic and a gold rush era junkie. Just dive right in and cross the most desolate wastes in Alaska in the dead of an Arctic winter, across the greatest mountain range on the continent by a Stone Age transportation means. I mean, it's just pretty preposterous, you know, if it hadn't been done.